was saying this week's parsha, in the aftermath of the uprising of Korach, even after the earth opened up and swallowed up Korach and his followers, the Ribono Shel Olam felt that it was necessary to provide still another miracle to solidify and to concretize Aaron HaKohen's right to the Kahuna Gedola, to the high priesthood, and ultimately his children's right to be the Kohanim. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, this is in Perek Yud Zayin, chapter 17, verse Yud Zayin, verse 17. Da'abrel b'nei Yisrael v'kach ne'itam mate mate le'beis av me'is kol nesil le'beis avosam shnei ma'asar matos ish eshmo tiktov amate. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu, take from each of the tribal leaders a staff, write their name, write their names on the staff, and you shall place them in the Mishkan. And the Kadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu that the staff that will sprout, the staff that will flourish, ultimately is the sign, that staff belonging, that individual is the true chosen Kohen Gadol, and hopefully this will put any contention regarding this most exalted office to rest. And of course, again, for the tribe of Levi, had Aaron's name on it, and Moshe Rabbeinu comes into the Mishkan the next morning, and he finds Yahimi Maharas, this is in Pasuk of Gimel, Vayavo Moshe el Oala Eidus, Vene Parach Mat Aaron, the base Levi. The staff of Aaron that belonged to the house of Levi flourished, Vayetse Parach, Vayetse Tzitz, Vayigmol Shkedim. And ultimately, it had the buds, the blossoms, and sprouted with almonds. And ultimately, this one last miraculous event shows beyond the shadow of a doubt that Aaron was indeed the chosen one by HaKadosh Baruch Hu, chosen to be the Kohen Gadol, chosen ultimately to be the representative of Klal Yisrael before HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the hallowed walls of the Mishkan. And Moshe Feinstein, Zichro Tzadik Livracha, asks a very simple question. He says, why almonds? Out of all the different things, meaning, remember, this was not an almond branch, this was just a regular staff. So out of all things that could have blossomed on the staff, why almonds? And Moshe gives a beautiful insight. He explains that the almond tree, or the almond, is one of the only things that retains the buds even when the fruit blossoms. Meaning, the normal way when fruit blossoms is the bud is the first stage of the maturation of the fruit. Then the buds fall off and the fruit remains. The almond tree is unique in that the buds remain even with the finished product of the almond. And Ramosha explains so beautifully that we know the almond, the fruit, represents the results, represents the finished product. And the bud represents the effort, represents the process. So often in life, says Rav Moshe, we place all of the emphasis on the fruit, on the final results, on the product, and don't place that much emphasis on the bud, on the process, on the effort. Because normally Rav Moshe says, the way we look at success in life is defined by results. Did you get what you want? Did you accomplish what you wanted? Did you do what you set out to do? Were you able to actualize all of your objectives as you had originally set out to do? And if the answer to that is yes, then you've been successful. But often in life we assume that if you don't get the fruit, if you don't get the pre, if you don't get the almond, if you don't get the results, then the initiative was a failure. And what HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to teach Moshe Rabbeinu and Klal Yisrael was a very important lesson, really a twofold lesson. Number one, of course, it's a lesson to Korach, because Korach's entire premise of his rebellion was that we are all innately holy. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, it's true, there is, each and every one of us possesses an innate holiness. I wrote about this in the Parsha essay of this week. But more than that, in order to become holy, one has to actualize their personal holiness. That's lesson number one, but you could see the Parsha essay for further development of that idea. But the second idea that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to express to Klal Yisrael was the notion that effort is meaningful by itself. Even if it doesn't yield the results you want, you know, how often in life does it happen that we work hard on something and what we wanted does not materialize the way we had hoped? What we wanted does not materialize the way we had intended. And often, we look at those initiatives as failures. I put in all of this work, I put in all of this effort, and you know what? I didn't get what I wanted. It's a failure. To which HaKadosh Baruch Hu says it's not true. In the eyes of the Ribono Shel Olam, when a Jew puts in effort, when a Jew puts in that amelos, a Jew toils to accomplish something. Even if I don't get what I wanted, even if the results don't actualize or materialize the way I had hoped, the initiative is not a failure. Because whenever there is pure, good, and holy effort expended, I grow from that experience. Wherever there is true effort that is expended, I become a better person as a result of that experience, even if I don't get what I wanted. I think as we get older in life, we realize the importance of this lesson, because there are many things in life, many times throughout life, where we work on something or we hope that something will materialize in a certain way and it doesn't. And at first, of course, we react to that with incredible disappointment. But then as life goes on, we realize how much we learn from the expending of that effort, how much we've learned from those experiences where even though I didn't get exactly what I wanted, how I wanted, I grew from the effort that I put in. That's the message that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was trying to convey to us in this week's parasha. That when Aaron's staff blossoms, it blossoms dafka with the almond. Because the almond is the one fruit where the buds, which represent the effort, coexist side by side with the fruit that represents the results. Teaching us an eternal, all-important lesson. That yes, the results are very important, but my dear friends, we all know that more often in life, we don't control the results. What we do control, we don't control the almonds, but what we do control are the buds. We control how much we nurture and nourish our efforts. We control how much koach we expend. Those efforts are beautiful and holy, meaningful and important, even if they don't always fully actualize in the way we had hoped. That's the message ultimately that HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Moshe Rabbeinu. Don't be, and Klal Yisrael, don't be scared to expend the effort. Don't be scared to put in the effort. Even if you don't get what you want, you still grow from that process. We should be zoche mirtz Hashem to have a life filled with almonds. We should be zoche mirtz Hashem to have lives filled with beautiful peros. And everything we put our efforts into, halavai, should materialize the way we hope and the way we wish. But at the end of the day, if it doesn't, which the statistical probability is that not everything bears the almonds we want, we should be zoche to know that every beautiful bud is meaningful in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Every little bit of effort is meaningful in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And every bud of effort makes us better and holier people. I wish all of you a wonderful Shabbos and look forward to seeing you next week.